whole night at a fairground near town, where Esther first saw the Armenian man, who graveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hands. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, but she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with the puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked mean.
She landed in the nasty box. sure to find an evil man who will ride the moonlit in the darkest of the night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her arm. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind the nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn.
Drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.